Parenting Talk number 2. You can't give what you don't have.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to the second in our series of 3 parenting talks. My name is Michael Cast and I'm the family minister at Southeast Christian Church. As you're aware by now, after listening to these 3 talks and completing the simple homework, you'll move on to step 2, which is attending an orientation class at one of the church campuses. Then it's on to the big day when you get to stand in front of God and the congregation and declare your intent to raise your new child to know and to love the Lord. We sure are looking forward to that day. In the last session, we discussed that it's important to imagine the end when it comes to raising our kids. Today, we'll discuss an important component that will help you achieve the results you're aiming for. It boils down to this simple principle. You can't give what you don't have. You see, our kids are watching us and picking up on things that we don't even realize we're doing ourselves. My wife Jill and I have been married for almost 22 years, and we have 3 children, 2 daughters, and our youngest son is our son Jacob. Jacob loves to wrestle. One of my favorite things to do when I come home in the evening is when he runs over to the door and says, "Dad, can we wrestle?" And so we get in the family room and we wrestle around. And we've even made up some special moves like tickle fingers or pinch bug, or the ultimate is a claw of death. Well, the other evening after dinner, I was relaxing in the family room watching TV, and I didn't know that Jacob was secretly sneaking up behind me. The next thing I knew, I am hit in the back by a 40-pound flying elbow drop off the couch. In my pain, I rolled over and cried, "Jacob, why did you do that?" He looked down at me and he says, "Dad, I gave you the elbow drop. You taught me the elbow drop." Obviously, he wasn't thinking about my trip to the chiropractor the next day. But he was right. I had taught him. And it dawned on me that my son was watching me and mimicking my behavior. And the truth is, our kids are watching us. They see how we react and how we respond. If you have older children, have you ever seen them get frustrated and respond by saying a word or a phrase that they heard you say the last time you were angry? Yeah, that's not fun. They are watching. And often, what we see in them is a reflection of our own attitude and behavior. This principle applies to more than just elbow drops, of course. Spiritually, our kids will shape their view of God and Christianity by what they see in us, their parents. And that's a humbling thought. And that's why we say that you can't give what you don't have. If you don't have a daily walk with Christ, it makes sense that your kids won't have that either. If you want your children to know what a dad who spiritually leads his family looks like, be that dad. If you want them to know what a mom who shows unconditional love looks like, be that mom. And of course, the Bible just backs this up. Let's jump back and look at our text that we talked about the last time. Remember, we were discussing in Deuteronomy chapter 6, and that's when Moses had been giving God's law, and he shared with them that there is only one God. Then he shared the most important commandment of God: love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength. Verse 7 tells us to teach God's command to our children. And that's where we usually focus when we're going through this text. But a lot of times we skip over verse 6. What does it say there? Before we're commanded to teach our children, verse 6 says, "These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts." Here's what I gather from that. Before we can teach the things of God to anyone, we've got to understand to be living it out ourselves. Don't expect your child to have an active relationship with God simply because that's what the people at church said they're supposed to have. Chances are that if they don't see it in you, you won't see it in them. You can't give what you don't have. A great way that you can practically pass on the love of God to your child is by demonstrating that love of God to your spouse. What a great gift to give your child. Think about it this way. Wouldn't you love to give your child $1 million? Now, don't take this too far. I know there's some of you out there listening who are thinking about how that much money would corrupt your child and set them up for a miserable life. Just go with me for a second. Wouldn't it be a nice gesture to be able to give your kids that kind of money? They wouldn't have to worry about any of their needs or most of their wants their whole life. But I'm guessing for most of us, there's a problem with that idea. We don't have $1 million to give, right? We can't give it if we don't have it. And a healthy marriage is worth far more than $1 million. The way you model Christ's love in your own home and towards your spouse will pay off in big ways for you and your children in the long run. While you may not achieve millionaire status anytime soon, you can demonstrate God's love in real and tangible ways right now. To get your wheels spinning, I want to share a few scriptures with you, and hopefully, as you listen, you'll be encouraged and maybe convicted. Perhaps you can apply some of this in your home even today. Ephesians 5:25 says, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." Ephesians 6:4 says, "Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord." Colossians 3:18 says, "Wives, submit yourself to your husbands, as it is fitting to the Lord." James chapter 1, verse 19 says, "Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry." My mom always said that's why God gave us two ears, but only one mouth, because we should listen twice as much as we talk. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1 says, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." I could go on, but let me encourage you to let God's word be your guide as you model the way in your home. It reminds me of the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, and here he simply says, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ." Our goal should be first learn for ourselves and live it out and then pass it on to our kids. So what do we do? How do we do this? Well, the first thing we need to know is that we cannot model for our children what we do not make a priority in our own life. And I want to offer you a challenge to begin making a consistent investment in yourself as the parent to be the kind of parent that God wants you to be. Okay, now it's time for your homework. I want you to think about two things that you are going to do to invest in your relationship with the Heavenly Father. These could be fairly simple, like committing to a certain amount of time to pray or read your Bible every day. Or maybe there's something larger, like going on a mission trip. But either way, what are the two things that you are going to do for your relationship with God? Write those two things down and bring them with you to the orientation class. If you're married, I'd encourage you to do this exercise separately and then discuss it together afterwards. Don't forget, there's one more parent talk to listen to, and if you have any questions, call us here at the church or visit us online at southeastkids.com. Okay, that's all for now. God bless you as you continue to grow in your relationship with Him.